Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of many highlights last year for our next guest, Byron Buxton, Corey Provis, as always, with the excellent call. This news breaking a couple days ago, official with the press conference, which you heard right here in the home of the Twins, that Byron and the Twins have committed to each other for 7 years. Byron, I know you don't do a lot of one-on-one interviews, so I really appreciate you coming on. When you're taking all of this in with a lot of emotions, a lot of individuals like myself asking questions, what is standing out most to you about how you feel today?
I'll say the biggest thing for me, you know, is just being able to know for the next 7 years where I'm going to be, where my family's going to be, and it's somewhere that makes us happy, and that's here in Minnesota. So just having that comfortability and the happiness to go behind it, it makes it a little bit easier to play baseball wherever you're at, and you can go out and do the things that you know you can do.
Thad Levine, the Twins general manager, made it clear during the press conference that these negotiations have been going on for multiple years, and when it goes on that long, there'll be highs and lows. Were there specific times where you thought it just isn't going to work out and that I'm going to be playing somewhere else?
Not really. You know, you have a good idea during the season of how the organization feel about a person, and the organization know how I feel about them. So for me, you know, it's just one of those things where my agents knew I didn't want to go anywhere. They knew I didn't want to go anywhere. So it was somewhere we had to find that middle ground to do that, you know. And obviously not playing over 100 games, but once in my career, everybody knew that was, you know, what could be a big problem. But for me, it's just now going out playing baseball. I don't have to worry about, you know, if I'm going to get hurt, how can I hurry up and get back to the team, or how can I do this? Like, I get to go out there and play the game the right way, play it hard, play it just no different. You know, last year I couldn't help the fluke injuries, but for me it was a positive. I didn't crash into a wall last year. I didn't come out with concussions. I didn't come out with migraines. So that's normally what my injuries are. So for me, that not having those injuries last year was the positive. I can't control what I can control. You know, that was my biggest goal last year that I had to keep telling myself day in and day out.
What was the lowest point for you with the injuries the last couple of years?
Lowest point for me, I guess, with the injuries probably had to be my labrum surgery. Just 2019, we're going good. Everybody's playing good. Record years. We're having one of the funnest years you could possibly have as a baseball team, and run into a wall, you know? So, and that to me was the biggest turning point to try to switch up how the things I'm doing to help myself stay better on the field. And, you know, that to me was a very, very low point, especially with the team doing well. We know we won't, making the playoffs, all the things that could line up that you want to do in a baseball player in a baseball season, they were there. And, you know, just my over-aggressiveness cost me. So it's just one of those things where I took winning last offseason. I worked on it, made sure I knew what I had to do, and, you know, it's a work in progress. But last year was a big step for me, especially knowing I couldn't control the things that happened. So.
Byron Buxton is with us. Let me stay with that one more point. When you played center field last year, and hopefully baseball is going to start on time, and when you play center field this year, do you feel like it is discernibly different in trying to make safer choices? Or can you do that when the adrenaline takes over and a play calls for you just to play as you normally instinctively want to play?
I'm going to normally play the way I play. I'm not going to take balls off. If you hit it and I want it, I'm going to get it. Like, it's all about being smart, staying off the wall, knowing what balls you can and can dive for, and getting the ball back in to the cutoff man as quick as possible. Those goals to me are the three main goals for me, standing on the field and not have to worry about, all right, you got to go out here and play a little bit farther back because you could do this or you could do that. Like, that never goes through my head. And now it's definitely not going through my head. I want a ring. So the more you want that ring, the more you want to do the right things to stay on the field to get the ring. So, you know, it kind of shifts my mindset a little bit to what we got to do to get a ring here. And I know a big goal for that is me standing on the field.
Would you say the contract which you and your side turned down from the Twins during the season is noticeably different from the one you and your team agreed to this past weekend?
Definitely different. Two different outcomes. And that was two different players. The player that finished the season did not look like the player mid-season. And the player that started the season was a player going after something. I got a chip on my shoulder now that I'm the best player. I don't care who you are, what you is, it doesn't matter to me. Knowing I got that in my head and mentally, that's installed. Like, I tell myself that every day before I work out, every day before I go to the field. So, like, I feel good. I feel great. I can go 0 for 4, 4 for 4, and I'm an even keel. And you got to be that way in this game to not beat yourself up. So I'm in a very good spot as far as the ball player and the person of what I want to become and where I'm at.
So do you believe by coming back, playing well in September, showed the Twins enough, so that played a part in the Twins upping the offer, whether it was on the base side or in the incentive side?
I don't know what upped the offer. I finished the year on a good note, and that's as far as I can leave it. That's what I can control. The rest was on them and my agent. So they came together, like I said, and we got the deal done, and it's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Do you believe you're the best player in baseball?
Yes. Don't nobody do the things I do. I know that. Don't nobody play defense like me. Don't nobody hit like me. That's why the way my whole setup is very unique when people look at it. But to me, that's simple. That's what you call – if you got to tell me what I do is very unique, you overthinking. I'm very simple. See ball, hit ball. That's it. Go have fun. I'm not that person that, oh, we're going to watch the video. You see, you got this curveball and this. Why? Now, if his curveball don't look like that, I'm going to be looking crazy. You're going to look crazy sometimes, but if I'm going to look crazy, I'm going to look crazy my way, not looking at video or all the analytics.
What do you think you need to do on the field this year, obviously not to convince yourself, but to show other people, yeah, Byron Buxton is the best player in the game?
Stay healthy. I proved that last year. I ain't got to prove nothing to anybody. Not even the only thing I got to prove to me, to myself, to my family, and to the fans and the Twins organization is I know how to stay healthy. That's it. I stay healthy, my numbers are there. Nothing else.
Couple last points with Byron, and we'll let him go. Byron yep. Buxton with us here on the home of the Twins. WCCO Chad Hartman here. Our normal show, noon to 3. You know this. Twins observers know this. This team needs pitching, in particular, starting pitching. Do you have any assurances in your conversations with your agents, with Derek, with Thad, with the Poland family, that money will be spent this offseason to make this team competitive, not 2 years from now, but this year?
No, that's not my conversation. I don't get too far into what the team is doing as far as who we're trying to get or getting. That takes away what I'm trying to do in my off-season plan and what I'm focused on. So for me, I just pop it when it pops up across my phone or they send me a message, whatever situation may be, that's when I find out. Other than that, you know, it's more of keeping you make sure you keep your accountability and responsibility to be ready for spring training and get there and go from there.
Typical off season day for you. What are you doing?
Oof. Okay. About 6:45, my boys are up. They're homeschool, so start their homeschool work a little bit. About 7:30, my wife is up. Then she come takes over while I go work out at 8:39. And then the rest of the day is kind of chill. You know, I got the family and the boys that I get to hang out with, go in the yard, play baseball with the boys. That's what they like to do. But it's very chill. Where I'm at, I'm very country. Stay in the sticks. I stay away from a lot of people. So when we're home, it's just us. So that's the off season. We literally don't do anything. Don't go nowhere. Don't do anything.
Okay. So like, when's the last time you went out to a restaurant back home?
Ooh. Wow. When the last time I went to a restaurant? So I haven't ate in a restaurant and probably since COVID started.
Okay.
But I've picked food up, if that matters.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't ate in one, but I've picked it up. You know, like I haven't. Or as a team, you don't want to be that person to not be or be the person to get that case. So for me and my family and then my boys, I try to do everything that I could to make sure that, you know, I keep them safe and also keep the team safe to where we can get to where we want to get. So that's
another reason. Are you a TV guy? Do you and your wife have shows you like to watch?
Not a big TV. She watches a lot of TV. I'm more wrestling around with the boys or messing around, trying to put something together that she done ordered. That's about my job.
Okay. Are you good at that? Because I'm terrible at that. I cannot put anything together.
If you want it backwards, I'm the best person you can have. I kid you not.
Oh man, when I get it out of the box, that's viewed as a victory for me. Hey, thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations. Enjoy it. And we'll look forward to talking to you once again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Byron Buxton. Pretty good stuff from Byron there. We'll react to it. It was good. I enjoyed it. You want to react? You certainly can. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. 54 past past 12, excuse me. Mike Osterholm, early next hour. You have a question or comment for Dr. Osterholm, his regular Wednesday 105 visit, send it right now. 651-461-9226. I was telling Dan, I think Byron is underrated as a good interview. I think the content is really strong. He's soft-spoken, but when he gets into it, I think he's pretty darn good. We try to get him on more. He doesn't want to do it. He's obviously – people think he's – the individuals I talk to, they speak very highly of his person. He just doesn't like the media stuff that much. He wasn't shy, Dan, about being the best player in the game. It's let's switch the sports metaphors. It's on his racket. He's got to stay healthy, right? And some of that he can't control. There's no doubt about it. But if he truly wants to be viewed by others, or if we objectively want to say it, he's got to play more. If he plays more and plays close to last year, then hell yeah. But he's just got to change what the facts are about the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you talked extensively with him about his injury history, and he acknowledges, you know, what degree that's to his control, that he wants to play instinctively, that he wants to play reflexively. But, you know, he's got to, you know, reorient what balls he can actually get to safely and what ones he can't. And so he's aware of it. Whether that translates into the play or not, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But what's the line? If it's 130, 140 games that he plays and it's anywhere near what he was doing last year, he's the MVP, right?
Yes. Well, this year probably not with Ohtani, just as unique. But
I'm saying, yeah, going forward.
When you extrapolate with a reasonable drop-off, those numbers last year, they're extraordinary. Clearly, he believes that contract changed significantly from what they were offering him, and it seems like there's no doubt about it. If it was 7 years, $80 million, another $20 million base, and then significant bonuses. And I don't think he likes to do a lot in the offseason. I think he made that clear. He likes to just hang around and have some fun. Any issues with your windows, get a hold of Andy Lindis and check out Infinity from Marvin Windows.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.